If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
That's how you win.
That's how you win.
The Chicago Blackhawks centennial season concludes tonight here at the United Center, and the boys are hoping to end it with a bang as they host the San Jose Sharks in game number 82. And though both teams will be watching the playoffs instead of playing in them, you'd have to believe that tonight's game is a look into the future, as a couple of kids named Macklin Celebrini and Connor Bedard go head-to-head to finish it off tonight and hopefully put on a great show. Centennial season for the Blackhawks will finish tonight. The drop of the puck at center ice, and the Sharks control Del Mastro. Oh. Korchinski in front. He nearly gave it away. Adam Gaudette took it, put it out in front, and a point-blank shot off the stick. Ostapchuk is turned out of there by Knight. Puck cleared down ice by Del Mastro. Hawks catch a break there.
Two really good stops by Spencer Knight to start with. Ostapchuk, did you mention, John, just literally 5 seconds ago. Prior to that, it was Macklin Celebrini, who was wide open right in front of the net.
Nazar to center ice, leading a 3-on-2 rush. Over the Shark line, left circle, holding. Put it across. This ends up off the glass on the far side of the rink, and now the Sharks are back 4-on-2. Led by Kiefer Sherwood over the Hawk line left wing to Ferraro. Right circle, he shoots, they score. And I believe this was tipped past Spencer Knight by Alexander Wenberg. Sharks take a 1-0 lead with 11:51 in period number one. Celebrini, he'll fire from the right circle off the shaft of the goal stick of Knight. Puck fed up the slot by Smith, picked off by Bertuzzi. Lifts it ahead, Mikheyev's got a breakaway over the Shark line down the slot. He's hooked on the play. And a penalty shot will be called here.
19,000 plus right now.
Yeah.
Getting up to their feet. And you hear the cheers.
Ilya Mikheyev, his first penalty shot as a Hawk. He's ready. He picks up the puck at center ice. Carries over the Shark line on the left wing. Cuts back in front from the slot. Shoots! And a pad save made by Askarov. You could tell that Ilya was going for the five hole there. Dillon put it in behind the net to the right wing corner. Oh, Nazar is cross-checked from behind. Connor Bedard did not like that at all. He's all over Zach Ostapchuk, and he gave him a couple of cross-checks in the back and then a slash, and a penalty is going to be called. But Connor sending the message that he's going to stick up for his teammates regardless of the size of the opponent. Mikheyev stripped it away from Celebrini. Loose puck along the boards. Vlasic poked it to the line. Cagnoni held it in. Here's Smith, put the puck in front. Toffoli shoots and scores. Will Smith took a pass standing along the left side boards and fired a pass across the top of the crease to Tyler Toffoli, who caught it on the forehand and backhanded it past Spencer Knight. Power play goal, 2-0 Sharks.
You know, this might have been offside, John. I haven't heard an announcement yet.
Challenge the play for offside prior to the goal.
Yeah, it was a good 20, maybe 30 seconds before, but I saw somebody dragging their leg, and it looked like it was going to be offside.
They're reviewing the play. At 19:43, there was an offside.
Nope.
They're going to go. We have no goal.
So no goal. Sherwood, right point, moves it top of the left circle. Orloff, put it down beside the net to Misa. He sends it in front. It deflects through the equipment of Spencer Knight and into the net. They score. This time it's a power play goal, and the Sharks now take a 2-0 lead. Donato gains the Sharks zone, trying to split the defense. Renzel fires. He scores from the corner. An impossible shot by Sam Renzel. The goaltender Askarov went down in the butterfly position, and that puck careened off of his pads and into the net. And just before the close of the period, the Hawks get one on the board and trail 2-1. Celebrini tried to one-time it. He shanked it anyway, and the Hawks are back the other way. Bedard through center, over the Shark line down the left wing, backhands it in front. They score! Louis Cremier! C'est la vie, Cremier! They move, and the Hawks have tied it at 2. Rakowski got it back along the right wing boards, carries through the high slot, sets up Del Mastro, put it in front. They score! It's Ryan Green, his third straight game with a goal, and the Hawks lead for the first time tonight, 3-2. Bertuzzi working free to the half court, sets up Crevier for a bump for the slot, score! Crevier! C'est la vie, les moves! It's 4-2 in favor of the Hawks. Hawks control off the drop, Levard put it in from Marner, shoots, he scores! Two assists for Connor. the dart here tonight. Lardis, he couldn't miss that one. He could have closed his eyes and put that into the net. It's 5-2 Hawks with 5:16 left in the third, and the Hawks are having some fun now. The crowd rises at the United Center. 10 seconds left in the season. The Hawks are going out in style. 5-2 victory over the Sharks coming up in 3-2-1, and that is all she wrote. The Hawks win. The Hawks finish off their centennial season with a 5-2 victory over the San Jose Sharks. A come-from-behind win, a decisive victory ultimately for the Chicago Blackhawks.